This is program number LW2676. Are you ready to die? I mean, are you really ready to die? Hi, this is Larry West. You know, it's incredible how busy we people get. I mean, you get up anywhere between 5:30 and 7 o'clock in the mornings, you rush getting ready to go to work, you get into your car and you fight the traffic. Then you spend the morning meeting appointments, you grab a quick bite of lunch, and then you spend the afternoons trying to catch up on what you should have finished last week. Again, you fight the traffic getting home, you sit down to the dinner table about 6:30 or 7 o'clock, and then you're out again doing something seemingly every night, right? Then, as if you had time to even consider it, you try to figure out things to do to increase your income because you're afraid your outgo is causing your downfall. Right again? And in all that busyness, you don't have time to consider some things important. You know, like what I've just asked you. Are you ready to die? I mean, are you really ready to die? We're all going to do that, you know. All of us will die. Are you ready? I understand that Al Capone still holds the record, at least in modern history, of making the highest income in any one year. His take in 1927 is reputed to have been $105 million. But you know, it's amazing. His take, when he died, was nothing. Zero. At his funeral, there was not one red cent in his shroud. His hands were empty. He didn't take one Indian head nickel with him. The personal wardrobe of one of Chicago's wealthiest women, an estimated 25,000 pieces of clothing, was sold after her death at public auction for $40,000. She was Mrs. Violet Bidwell Wolfner. Her wardrobe was sold at a three-day auction by order of Cook County Probate Court. Her clothes included more than 1,000 dresses, with a purse to match each dress, 500 coats, and 1,500 pairs of shoes. She was 62 when she died several years ago in Miami Beach, and she left an estate of $3 million to her two adopted sons. I said she left her estate. That's exactly what she did. She left it all behind. What I'm trying to say is this. I don't care what you make in life, how much money, how much prestige. All that you're going to do in this life is going to be left behind. You've got to take some time in life to consider the inevitable. There's one thing we're all going to do, and that's die. Are you ready? I mean, are you really ready to die? You know, we do everything we can to avoid it. I mean, look at the vitamins we Americans take. How many people jog these days just to stay healthy? Our hospitals are filled and running over with people trying to get well, who want to live. I'm not against health habits, of course, but I wonder sometimes if we don't try to bribe death. Some time ago, a gangster named Dutch Schultz was fatally shot one day when he was rushed to the hospital. He feebly reached into his pocket and pulled out a bundle. He pressed it into the hand of one of the interns there and said, "Here's something for you, pal." He said, "Take good care of me." It was a roll of bills, $725. There was a guy who thought that money could buy anything. It had always bought him protection before. Why wouldn't it buy it for him now? You can't be like the proverbial ostrich and stick your head in the sand and make death go away. You can't ignore it. You can't bribe it. You can't forget it. All you can do is face it. What you decide now will determine whether or not you're ready for it when it comes. Are you ready? I mean, are you really ready to die? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. God cares. That's why he sent Jesus. That's why Jesus volunteered to come. Of all people who didn't have to die, it was Jesus. But he died anyway, just to give you, to give me, a ready way to face death ourselves. What will you do with Jesus? He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Are you ready to die? Are you really ready to die? I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's the roadmap to heaven, the Bible is. Send for this free, non-denominational Bible study course. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.